Hello, everyone. My name is Robin, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's see. I'm very nervous. I got sober on April 20th of this year, 420. I know. A little bit of what it was like for me. I started drinking when I was in high school because it was fun. I knew pretty early on that I had alcoholic tendencies because I couldn't take just one drink. But that was okay because I hung out with people like me that drank too, just like I did. So, anyway, I dropped out of high school because of my alcoholism. I got pregnant at the age of 17, and we moved here to South Tampa. And my drinking career really took off when I turned 21, and I was able to go to the bars and hang out all night. My mom would babysit for me, and I got a DUI in May of 05, and that's when my alcoholism really took a turn for the worst. After I had left the bar that night, and I drove to an ex-boyfriend's house, I was angry at him, and I totaled 3 cars that night, including my own. And I got out of my car and I ran, and I had helicopters looking for me. So you would think that would be a sign. I did come to AA the next day after that, but I didn't get it that day. I chose to drink more and just dig myself deeper. And I had lost my car, so I lost my job. I was being evicted from my apartment because I couldn't pay my bills. I tried to commit suicide. And I was Baker acted for that twice in the same month. I got out of the Adult Crisis Center, and the night after I'd gotten out of the Adult Crisis Center, I went and partied all night, just let loose, cocaine, you name it. I didn't get home until 9 o'clock in the morning. By the time I'd finally closed my eyes, there was a knock at the door, and it was the Department of Children and Families there to take away my son. I struggled with in the system for 5 years. I was able to convince them that I wasn't drinking because with my mom being who she is, I've, you know, heard her talk and I knew what to say. So, anyway, I kind of put a lid on my drinking. After that, I got my stuff together. You know, I was able to keep a job, but this is a progressive disease and pretty soon it started to hit me pretty hard again. And, the last time that I drank, I went out on a Monday night to watch 24 with some friends of mine, ended up leaving them and going to hang out with somebody that I barely knew to do coke all night and just drink. And I was supposed to be home at 6:45 in the morning because my daughter was going to be dropped off. And by the time I looked out of the person I didn't even know, his apartment, his curtains, it was daylight. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. So I raced home, and this is what happened for me. This was my moment of desperation. When I pulled into my driveway, I saw my son looking out the window, and he was looking at me with that look on his face saying, well, here we go again, you know? And that's when I threw my hands up right there, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I knew that that bottom right there was shallow, but it was powerful. I called my mom that day, and I became honest with her about just about everything. I told her almost everything that I'd done wrong in my life, and I remember sitting on my bed on the phone with her, and I couldn't wait for that noon meeting, to go to the noon meeting for her to pick me up at Yana. I'd seen the way she lived, and I did want what she had. And my drinking was so out of control that I was so ready for a change. So I went to that meeting at Yana. I was crying. I was a mess. Some of you might have been there. I hear people tell me, oh, I see you now. You look great. You look so much different. And I do because I was a mess. And then my mother tortured me and made me go out to lunch with her and things like that. And I just wanted to go home and sleep, but I needed it. So anyway, so shortly after that, I got a sponsor. And, I have to back up because this does go in my story. I was 2 weeks sober, and I was getting off work one night at a place called TC Choi's over there on Howard Avenue. and I didn't have my car with me for whatever reason. So I thought, well, I'm just going to haul ass to Starbucks and see if I can see some people there because my ride wasn't coming for another hour. But I had to pass all the bars. And I was passing people, and they looked like they were about to go have the best time. It was 10 o'clock on a Thursday night on Howard Avenue, and everybody was about to start partying. And I went to Starbucks, and I looked around, and I didn't see anybody there. And I immediately turned right back around with full intention of drinking. I didn't care. I was like, well, it's only been 2 weeks. I took my first step, and somebody grabbed my hand, and that was awesome. I went and I sat with a group of people, started talking to them, and since that night, I have craved the fellowship of AA, and that's what has done it for me, really. I got my sponsor. I'm working the steps. My third step was amazingly powerful. When we finished with that, I felt like there was another presence in the room. I didn't cry, but I definitely felt something different, something lifted. And I'm working my fourth step now, and that's a little tough, but I don't know. it's tough because I'm trying to think of all the things that I resent. I can't think of them all, but anyway. Basically, what's done it for me and what's kept me sober all this time is the fellowship of AA, going to meetings. I read my big book every night before I go to bed. I don't care if it's just a page. And seeing how people that have had some time in the program, how they live and how they're happy, that's really something for me because that's what I want. I do want what you have, and I'm slowly starting to get it. The things that are coming back to me, the promises are coming true for me. People are trusting me again, which is huge. My little brother wouldn't speak to me at all. He said that I would tell a lie if the truth sounded better, and that is true. He speaks to me now, and trust and confidence is coming back to me. It's something that I didn't really have, is confidence. Alcohol was my confidence. After I had a couple drinks, I was able to, be who I thought was myself. But now I'm starting to see that I'm not that person, and this program has really, really worked wonders for me. And I don't know if I've spent a whole 15 minutes, but that's really all I have. I just thank you all for my sobriety.